Haines officials say the Beach Road slide zone is still unstable after more of the mountainside came down Monday night. And Norwegian Cruise Lines postpones Alaska cruising through April. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The site of December's deadly and destructive landslide remains unstable and unsafe. Earth, mud, and trees above Beach Road broke free on Monday, and Haines officials are warning people to keep away. The Haynesboro Emergency Operations Center says a hunk of earth broke free on Monday evening and slid about 200 feet. Officials say it was about 20 feet wide and 60 feet long. It's what geologists call the shoulder of the Beach Road landslide, and it crumbled into the main area that was hit on December 2nd. The original slide killed two people and destroyed several homes. There was no damage from Monday's slide. Haines Incident Commander Carol Ann Wooten says the latest slide is evidence the area is not safe.
And it would be best for people to avoid being in there altogether, especially when we start having these warm, wet periods. I just don't know that we have any idea how stable or unstable it really is.
It wasn't a surprise to state geologist Deanne Stevens. She says to expect more movement in the main slide zone, which has displaced a dozen households.
Well, what we saw with this rain event and this material that sloughed off, this is comparatively minor. It's kind of a smaller thing, but it is kind of a warning that bigger things could come off as well. The landscape out there is trying to get back to an equilibrium state.
Stevens says her main concern is the large crack extending south from the top of the slide, which could trigger a more serious event. The storm caused smaller slides on 19 Mile of the Haines Highway and around 5 miles out Lutac Road. Homeowners near and to the south of the Beach Road slide are still displaced. Some have crossed the slide zone on foot to access their homes. The Haynesboro and the state's Department of Transportation contracted a geotechnical report on the slide area this week. Haines residents displaced by December storm are worried that bears will break into vacant properties to scavenge for food. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the local bear task force recommends the borough step in to help.
When residents evacuated Beach Road last month, they left home abruptly, with little more than the clothes on their backs. They still don't know when they will be able to return. The landslide cut off electricity and road access to the area, making it difficult to return home to retrieve items.
It really worries me because we went to Costco, right? And there's food in there.
That's Haines resident Maggie Belise. Her home is at the other end of the landslide. She has been making short trips to it on foot.
Every time I bring a little bit of food out, because I'm in the spring, when the bears wake up, they're going to hit one of the houses, the smelliest house probably. And then they're going to turn around and find other, and they're just going to go down the line whether there's food or not. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to rip everything open.
In recent years, Haines residents have experienced a spike in property damage from bears, and a record number of bears were killed in defense of life and property in 2020. A local task force was created to come up with ways to improve the situation. Belise took her concerns to the task force last week.
There's a lot of homes over there that have a lot of food. We have been over there emptying out freezers the best that we can. We don't have great access to get there. We either get by boat or we haul it out in backpacks.
Members of the bear task force agreed that leaving food and other bear attractants unattended on Beach Road could pose a serious problem. They discussed the possibility of using a landing craft or even a helicopter to haul out food from Beach Road. The task force recommended that the Haines Emergency Operations Center work with Beach Road residents to explore ways to remove bear attractants. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Norwegian Cruise Lines will not have any trips to Alaska until the end of April at the earliest. The announcement comes after Holland American and Princess Cruise Lines canceled all cruises to Alaska through mid-May. The cruise industry is working out plans to return to service after the COVID-19 pandemic all but eliminated cruise tourism to Alaska. The shutdown had a drastic economic effect on port communities that rely on ships to bring in thousands of visitors each day, each summer. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will allow cruise lines to operate this summer if they meet certain conditions and complete a mock sailing to test COVID-19 protocols. Coastal communities across Alaska are also working to determine how and when ships can safely return. The return of large cruise ships to Alaska also hinges on Canada reopening its port. Maritime law says foreign-flagged cruise ships need to stop in Canada between U.S. ports, and Canada's port is closed to cruise ships until at least March. The improvement plan for Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area is still in the works, but it's well understood that when cruise tourism bounces back, changes are needed to accommodate the growing number of visitors. One of the steps in the planning process had workers drilling holes in the parking lot to see what kind of changes the geology can handle. KTOO's Pablo Pena reports.
A group of workers wheel out a drilling machine about the size of a golf cart in the parking lot of the Glacier Visitor Center. Sean Schusset says they are drilling to collect soil samples to find out what the soil and groundwater conditions are like.
That helps us come up with parking lot designs, building foundation designs, bridge abutment designs, a number of different aspects about the project.
The drilling is part of an improvement plan for the area that's still in the works. A receding glacier and an anticipated increase in visitor traffic means that the area will look very different with a new visitor center and parking lot.
Yeah, we had an off year in 2020, but all the projections generally say that tourism is going to bounce back, maybe more than it was before. And the consensus right now is that the existing recreational area just cannot handle the number of current visitors or projected visitors very well.
The U.S. Forest Service is leading the improvement plan, which is still being finalized pending further public comment. Tristan Fluharty is a district ranger with the Forest Service. He says the drilling this week is part of that plan.
It's strictly to inform the process. It's not necessarily already determined what we're going to do, but what they find will help inform our process as far as what is on the table for us to be able to do out there.
Fluharty says the work shouldn't disrupt the wildlife or visitors. Hikers wanting to reach Nugget Falls will be temporarily diverted to the Mendenhall Lake shore, but they can still access the popular attraction. The latest public comment period on the recreation area's future closed last week, but Fluharty says there will be one more opportunity for comment later this summer. The final decision on a plan for the area is set for spring 2022. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Pena.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.